With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, talking now once again with Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you and the assistant Jay Gardner doing?
We're hanging in there, you know. Obviously, not happy with the record, but, you know, we're just a work. We're under construction, we say. We're working
on it. Excuse me, John. John, several times you've alluded to the beginning when you guys first started and, you know, how you had to work your way upward. And this seems like not that severe, but it's a work in progress. So tell me a little bit about how you're looking at the games this year and maybe some of the ups and downs, but let's concentrate on the ups.
Yeah, so we ended up being the last team in the state last year to lose. I think they took us our 17th game to drop one. And we always schedule hard, but for some reason our schedule didn't really, some of the teams that historically had been stronger in the past weren't, and we didn't have to learn anything the hard way. So purposefully we scheduled an absolute murderer's row. We told the team, like, you know, don't get used to winning at the rate that you've won the past 2 years, and we'll be better for it in March. So we told them, like, you got a 5-pack, 6-pack of losses coming your way, and we had mentioned that December was cruel, and that's just kind of what has happened. I mean, people see the record. If they don't watch the games, you wouldn't know that we're double, sometimes tripling teams up on shots. We're just a little snake bitten, kind of a cop out term, but like, I think we kind of walked the guys through the concept of if you aggravate the hockey gods, then they take it away. And we really weren't conducting ourselves properly in the beginning of the year as teammates and a part of the system, and we paid for it. So right now we're just kind of, you know, leaning into the hard and trying to come out on the other side, and we're close. And Saturday against Triton will be a big barometer game for that.
Well, I think it's interesting, Coach. You mentioned, you know, the schedule, and you have a 4-6 record overall, but it's kind of weird to see a 4-6 record, and you've scored more goals than you've given up, 31-4, 23 again. So that sort of indicates what you're talking about, the snake bit part.
Yeah, I mean, we're very talented. We have a lot of returning kids that put up 20-plus, 15-plus, and they were, a lot of them were just sitting on that 0 to 2 to 3 category. And we've had a couple games where everything was firing on all cylinders, and we put up a couple touchdowns in two separate games. But, I mean, again, we're having high-volume shots, high-quality shots. I don't think a team has outshot us. I don't think a team is... I know a team hasn't outchanced us as far as quality. That Newburyport game last Saturday was our best game of the year. I mean, they scored a real fluky one that hit our defenseman's heel and butterflied into the net on a 2-on-1. Then we held them scoreless for 40 minutes. And we put up 33 shots to 13. You end up losing 2-1 on a seeing eye puck from the point. So it's just kind of how it's been going, and not feeling bad for ourselves. Just keep your head down, keep working, and again, it'll the tide will turn soon.
Yeah, Newburyport, of course, way up there in Division II, and they're challenging as they always do. But now, tell me maybe about the most recent game where it looks like it was a complete win for you guys against Westwood.
Yeah, we were a little surprised with that. I mean, we've been playing Westwood since we got here. When we would go to the Fairleigh Dickinson tournament in the Vineyard, we just somehow always matched up with them, whether we both lost and played in the consolation or both won and played the finals. And we've been playing the Fairleigh Dickinson mainly in the past 6-7 years. You know, we'll come to them, they'll come to us kind of thing. And we just jumped on them. You know, you never know with the MLK day, and we're the ones that had to take the bus trip, but you know, it was 5-0 after one. Will Norton had all 5 goals in the first. I don't think I've ever heard of that happening. and then we just kind of, you know, I don't want to say put it on cruise control, but just kind of like played a smart, simple game, banged in a couple other ones, and again, that's kind of how it goes. Either we're putting up a ton of shots and a ton of chances and scratching our heads and putting up a one spot, or we're just pouring in goals. So we'd like to find the middle ground, that, like, averaging about 4 goals a game is usually a good number. Average 4 and give up 2 or fewer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to Coach Dunbar over at Winthrop today, as a matter of fact, and he talked about that, getting three, because they really, you know, Winthrop's famous as a defensive team. But tell me a little bit more, Coach, about Will Norton, please.
So Will was huge for us last year as a sophomore. He had 15 goals, and just to prove how valuable it is, he went down in the first game. A lot of people don't know. He went down in the first game of the playoffs, broke his wrist. And so we had a 22-goal scorer on the first line, the top line, and a 15-goal scorer on the second. So that put us in a good advantageous matchups. The teams had, you know, trouble matching up with us. So he's been a little he was kind of just not getting chances, even on the power play and getting his shot blocked. He's got a heavy, heavy shot, and he's big, and he's long, and he can skate. He's got good edges. We actually shifted him into the centerman position, just because I know from being a big guy, and sometimes when you play wing, you're just kind of standing like a statue on the wall or in the slot. And if you play center, you got to get your feet going. You got to get into the fray. Mm-hmm. And he was, you know, switched to center, and since then his game's kind of taken off.
Well, you've had two good games scoring wise out of the last three, in a competitive game against Newburyport and Triton. I don't know if they're a surprise in the KPAN League, but, you know, they beat Gloucester, and that was a pretty significant win. So what do you see against these guys coming up?
Every single time we play Ryan Sheens from Linfield, every time we play them, we joke every time it comes.
Oh, I remember that. Yep.
Yeah, it comes down to the last 5-1 second overtime. So that's what happened the last time we played them. They have a very strong goalie and D-core, so they just, you know, just like last year in the playoffs, they want to try and beat you 1-0, and they've won their past two games 2-0 against Gloucester, 1-0 against Bill Ricca. Their goalie is very, very good. So we expect another, like, we're looking forward to it, because we've had a bunch of lopsided wins and then some tough losses, so mm-hmm. we'd like to get in the win column in a close, hard-fought, you know, KPAN League game. We're kind of calling it the can't lose Cal now, because we've won it the past 2 years, and you know, we dropped our first one in overtime to Triton, and then dropped that one to Newburyport. Both games were winnable games where I think we were in the driver's seat, but you got to score more than the other guy. So now we're in a position where we need to kind of win out and maybe get a little help, which is interesting, because the KPAN League, it's just anybody. Our division, anybody can beat mm-hmm. anyone. You know, Essex Tech beat Triton.
Right.
Newburyport beat Triton. That's always a battle. The second game, you know, they share the same rank. So we're just kind of focusing on Saturday, getting a nice hard-fought win, and hopefully that gives us some traction.
Do you have any advantage, John, in playing at home? I mean, you've got the next four games at home.
100%. Up until this year, when we lost to King Philip in December, we had rattled off like 14, 15 straight, hadn't lost there since New Year's Day 2022 against Gloucester with the Costanzo and Marshall kid. So that was the last time we had lost there. So, yeah, the McVan is a tough place to play. It's way smaller than a lot of rinks. And you would think we're not a big bruising team, but we're fast, so we're in on you real mm-hmm. quick. So we've been very successful at the McVan over the past few years. So we're hoping a little home cook in the next four, and I think we got like six out of the next seven, mm-hmm. six out of the next eight or so are at home. So,
what's the attitude like among staff and kids when you have a record like this, Coach? Because, you know, in the last few years, you've had outstanding win-loss, win-over-loss records at this point in the season. But you, as you say, you've had a tough schedule. It's been very competitive, and I'm sure that that's going to show in the power rankings. So, among the coaches and the kids, what's the attitude like at this point, midway through the season?
Yeah, I mean, we're clearly disappointed. Even though it was a tough schedule, there's at least two or three games that just we blatantly let get away from us. But it's, again, like, it's the complete opposite. We kind of framed it that way before the season. I just didn't expect them to, like, oh, coach said this. We challenged them and said, if you don't, you know, we got a 5-6 pack of losses coming your way. I didn't mean get them out of the way.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
And learn in a variety of different, hey, this game we're going to lose because of our special teams. And then this game we're going to lose because of our puck management. And then this game we're going to lose because of our goaltending. Like, so we've literally checked a lot of boxes. So last year we didn't have to learn the hard way at all. other than the Hopkinton game, and we got that thing all the way square, being down 4-1, we got it to 4-4, and lost in like the last minute. But that was the only, we had adversity, but we always came through on the other side. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of, even though you talk to them about not being complacent, there's a little bit of like, oh, we'll just figure it out. And in the tournament, that's a kind of a different ball game. So this year, we're kind of thinking the opposite. Like, you know, I don't care if we, I'm not going to say limp in. Like, if you look at our record and we get in, we said early on, I don't care if we get in at 10-10 and our schedule is, you know, you're very challenging and we're ready. I don't care if we're an 8-9-10 seed. You know, you gotta string together, you know, a bunch of good games to win that whole thing. So it's just how you're playing down the stretch. I mean, look, last year Neshoba was the 11 seed. They went 10-5-5, played a lot of close games. So we're hoping the last 10, we play a lot of close games. We've got league games. We've got Scituate, Marlborough, Gloucester rematch. If we take care of Essex Tech on the island, you're going to get Martha's Vineyard or Hopkinton. So it's just like constant tough games, and that's what we wanted.
Okay, well, you won two out of the last three, Coach. Finally, before we talk the Triton matchup, mm-hmm. what do you see as your team's improvement? Because obviously, some of these losses have been very difficult to digest. The wins have probably been pretty easy to dissect, but what do you see as your team's improvement up to this point, and maybe what you'd like to see a little bit more of?
Definitely, for us, it's been more intangibles. The morale of the team is improved, because the beginning of the year wasn't where it needed to be. The genuine, bought-in, pulling for each other, that wasn't there, and we fixed that to a degree. We just got to make sure that none of that. We talked about uprooting stuff instead of just kind of like getting the top of the dandelion up and it pops back up. So, you know, hopefully that's fixed. Our special teams has always been a strong suit of us. We'd always be like a 90% PK and a 25%+ power play. That has not been the case. But we've made some adjustments, mm-hmm. Personnel and structure on our power play. It's looking way better. Our PK, we always said from the departed, you know, do you want to be a cop or do you want to appear to be a cop? We say, do you want to block a shot or do you want to appear to block a shot? So we had a little bit of flamingos on a couple power plays that just, if there's a wrist shot from the point, you got to eat that. Gloucester scored two or three just because we just refused to block a shot. Same thing with King Philip. So we fixed that as well. And just, you know, play to our strengths. We play a fast game, a puck possession game. If the high school kept the Corsi stat, ours would be through the roof. We outshoot, outchance, out puck possession every team we play. It's just that last bit of quality, the finish is what we need.
Well, you know, looking at Triton, they have, even though their record is a 7-4, their goals for, goals against is very similar to yours. So what do you see from them, and what do you have to do to stop them?
Yeah, they have two very talented defensemen that get up and go, so you just got to get in their skating lane. They're deep as far as, like, they'll roll three lines and each one can get you. So they're bought in with that. They'll play a heavy forecheck game. They'll buzz your net. They'll play a little extracurricular after the whistle, which kind of happened up when we played them the first game near the Graf. So yeah, it's just pretty much, you know, you got to get extended on them. We were up on them 1-0, 2-1, 3-2, and you know the extension in high school hockey is huge with the 45-minute games. If you get extended on, you're going to have a hard time winning. I have it at, for us, in 12 years, it's if you're down by two goals at any point in the game, you're going to lose 90-92% of those games. So you know, we conversely, when we score, we try and you know, push the pace and get up too, mm-hmm. and we couldn't do that up at the Graf. So hopefully we'll you know, timely scoring, they're big on that. We'll try and strike first and extend, but we couldn't do that last time, and that's a hats off to them. They play pretty good structurally.
Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.